There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Money. That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. Yes, we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. As always, in 15 minutes, Julian Edlow will join the show from DraftKings. He has a bunch of props that he wants to point out on their betting menu that he likes, and we'll find out exactly what he is going to bet at this point for the Super Bowl. And of course, Pauly, today is a big day in this city as the props that are not out already will drop this afternoon and then tonight, and then that'll be pretty much it. Most of the props will be on the board by this evening slash tomorrow morning. Some more will come out over the weekend, but I know across the country, you've been able to bet a lot of these props since probably Tuesday. DraftKings is offering record breaker props, and I believe they do this every single year. For example,
excellent.
Will any player break the Super Bowl passing touchdown record? All you have to do is throw seven. So the over 6.5 on the yes is 40-1.
Well, you mentioned this several times last week, but again, when we were growing up, this was just a horrible game. It was just blowout after blowout after blowout, and this was more when we weren't kids anymore. But that 49er Chargers Super Bowl, my God. I mean, that thing was over 5 minutes into the game.
And plus, it was the biggest point spread ever,
yeah.
And the Niners had no problems covering the number. That'll tell you the difference between the talent. And then there was a stretch where the NFC absolutely dominated the AFC for, was it 15 years? Not every game was like that, but they won the Super Bowl every single year. And we've been fortunate to have a lot of closer games over the years now. And as I've said many times, there's nothing more, I don't know if depressing is the right word, but it's kind of sad for any season to end when you have a blowout. Like, to end the college football season like Georgia did against TCU. I mean, that game was over within the first quarter as well. College basketball, the title game. So often the games will be messy or a blowout, and it sucks to end the year like that. So we've been really fortunate with Super Bowls pretty much for a long time. Will any player break the Super Bowl passing yards record? Tom Brady has that. Again, the Patriots did not punt against the Eagles. They lost the game, but he threw for 505 yards in that game. And so for either Mahomes or Hurts to break that, you'd get 35-1. And it would be Mahomes.
Right.
Like if they fall behind, there would be a path to this, actually, if the Eagles would be, and remember, the Eagles were an incredible first half team, and like their numbers were off the charts impressive in the second quarter.
Well, yeah, it's got to be 21-0 first quarter.
Yeah, right. Where it's everything goes wrong for the Chiefs. Everything, yep. It has to be the 49ers game with no injuries,
mm-hmm.
basically. And then Mahomes is just going to drop back to pass 65 times in the game.
Yeah.
And that's it. the record on the board here to break Jerry Rice's most receiving yards in a Super Bowl to go over 215.5 is 16-1.
A.J. Brown, is that it? The only guy you can make a case for?
Yeah, you can't make a case for Kelsey. I mean, Kelsey might have 15 catches, but it's to get to 216 yards is going to take a lot for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be Brown or pretty much nobody. And then to break the overall rushing record, which...
Timmy Smith?
Oh, yeah. Think about how long that's held.
Yes.
204.5 yards to go over is 25-1. Too many Eagles players, and then the Chiefs don't run the ball. So I would need much more than 25-1 to make that bet. But it's fun that they put him up anyway. Mm. Steve Young, which one will never be broken? It's got to be the Young passing record for touchdowns. I could see a quarterback throwing for 510 yards at some point, but 7 touchdowns?
Really? Oh, that's a tough call. 500, oh, God.
I don't think 6 TD passes, come on, that's going
to
last.
Well, the one to fall, I would say most likely to fall would be the receiving. You just get in a shootout, and you just have so many great wide receivers right now. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but, God, either one, 500 yards or 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Also, keep in mind, the opening week of March Madness, the year that Virginia was a 1 seed, I'm on the air saying, I can't see a 16 beating a 1 in my lifetime. Yeah. 36 hours later, Virginia loses.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here telling you, over 6, and that's not going to happen. Well, fast forward 10 days and watch Mahomes go for 7.
Yeah, those are good. Those are very creative. Nice job. What's your thinking with the jersey number?
It's so they put it at 11.5. And right away, your mind is racing to, well, wait a second. Mahomes is 15. Kelsey is 87. Goddard has a high number. Sanders is 26. Gainwell is higher than that. And I'm thinking, well, I got to go over because it's plus money at 110. But then when you look at all the players who have jersey numbers below 11.5, Pacheco wears 10. McKinnon is 1. Valdez-Scantling is 11. Uh-huh. Juju is 9. Hurts is number 1. Devontae Smith is number 6. A.J. Brown's number 11. So that's the entire group that you get below 11. You would need a Mahomes, a Kelsey, a Sky Moore, Hardman, who's not even practicing, Sanders, Gainwell, Goddard, basically, to score the touchdown.
What number does Boston Scott wear?
I think he's... Is he 35?
Okay. Now we're seeing that this business now. Where, 35? Okay.
Yeah, that's another one that could get there.
All right, yeah.
So my first reaction was to bet the over. And I'll tell you, there was... I'll have to check the price. There was a sports book yesterday offering a very fair number. And it was BetMGM. They have on the board not only first touchdown of the game, but they're offering first Eagles touchdown and first Chiefs touchdown, right?
Yeah, very good.
So
BetRivers does that all the time. I like that.
Right. Most books are offering... Now, listen carefully here. Most books are offering Mahomes' first touchdown score of the game around 20 or 22-1. They were offering Mahomes to score the first Chiefs touchdown at 22-1. I thought that was a great number, and I had to bet it. Because he's 28-1. That's actually the best number on the board, too, to score the first touchdown. And this morning, Mahomes is sitting at, on my app, 22-1 still.
Okay.
For the Chiefs' first touchdown score.
How many places?
It's a great number.
Yeah. How many places did you see that put up rushing yards for Mahomes in the AFC title game?
I didn't see any.
I saw one.
What'd they put?
8.5, and he had 8. Wow. I mean, that pissed me off. You're a bookmaker. You want to be a bookmaker? Come on. Put it up.
Get him on the board.
What do you do? Yeah. And a couple places put up 8.5, and wouldn't you know it, it fell 8.
Were you looking to bet under?
Yes. Yeah. Like, was he going to take off once, and then what happened on the final play of the game? But that's... would he even look to run? Could he even do it?
I don't even know, top of my head. How long was that run for?
I think that was a... I'll look.
Because either way, he stayed under, but it was a no sweat until that run, probably.
That was a 5-yard run, I guess.
Okay.
So the long was 5.
Well, he gets one more yard. You lose like that?
Yeah.
Jeez. Will both teams have the lead in the fourth quarter? Have the lead in the fourth quarter. Yes is plus 275. No is minus 360.
Right. Also, you have to do this with a Kansas City game. Will you have a lead change in the final minute? I mean, we've seen it. The Buffalo playoff game, at time to time, all the guy needs is 15 seconds.
What's the price of that? Was it 7-1?
The big one. I think that was about it, yeah.
Okay.
In that range.
Mm. Now, what's the fine print say? The other team has to have the lead, right? Like, it can't be 20-20 and they win the game in the final minute.
No.
It's got to be 23-17 and they score and they... Okay, 24-23.
Yeah, we go through this every year with these buffoons. They go to gaming on books. And it's got to be a lead change, right?
How about any player to have a 55-plus yard reception? The yes on that is plus 250. Will any player go over that? I had the Hurts longest completion over 30.5 last week. But that kind of... they took a couple of shots again, but he wasn't himself, and... The game changed once Purdy went out, and they realized, well, we don't have to throw the football either. We can just run the ball here.
Well, I know the time off should help him, but he hasn't been himself, and will he still be himself in the Super Bowl? I'm talking about throwing the ball. That hasn't been the case with Hurts, where, yeah, you're blowing these teams out, but just from a prop standpoint and then from a health standpoint. He threw for 120 yards against the Niners. He threw for 154 against the Giants. He threw for 220. Against the Giants. Then he got hurt in the Chicago game, but he lit him up for 300 in that game. He threw for 217 in the other Giant game. They blew him out there.
Yeah.
So you saw he had A.J. Brown wide open. He missed him. Would have been a big play or a touchdown.
So let's assume for a second that Hurts doesn't go over, again, the longest reception, any receiver ever reception of 55.5 yards. Or 55 plus, sorry. Let's assume it doesn't come from Philadelphia. Do you trust Mahomes, or do you want to, let me rephrase it. Do you want to bet against Mahomes?
Yeah, I don't think they'll get there.
You don't think so either? Okay.
No.
If they have all these guys banged up, because it basically comes down to MVS at that point.
Yeah.
And Juju's not a big, down the field kind of guy anyway.
And a good Philly defense.
Yeah.
Can't get there with that.
Yeah, no, I think I would look at the no on that as well.
Interesting, though, with the jersey. That's good.
I like that a lot.
That's tough.
Which way would you lean? Again, my first reaction was, well, that baby's going over. I want the plus money.
Yeah.
And then you look at the jersey numbers, you're like, oh, wait a second here. Too many key guys wear that under. That's why they made it that number. But you are getting, Kelce, he's been a machine scoring the first touchdown. And with the Eagles, it could be Scott, it could be Gainwell, it could be Sanders, it could be Goddard.
You'd think Sanders would be the guy, but it's how they go about things inside the red zone.
Yeah.
And who's and how they mix up all these carries.
I just talked myself into it.
Yeah.
I got to bet the over 11.5. You're getting a lot of good options there. And as long as that one's the plus money, that's the side that I would lean to. I'll put that on the board, Dustin, for sure. That's a good prop. Up next, we'll continue going down this path. Julian Edlow joins us from DraftKings coming up to discuss their massive Super Bowl betting menu and a couple of bets that he likes. We got to talk to him about the opening kickoff. Touchback. Yes or no, and how that result has come in over the years. That's next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Looking for an edge on Super Sunday? We have you covered here at VSiN. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Intro offer only $9.99. You get every play from every host, every guest, betting splits, deep dive betting reports, and the betting guides. Limited time offer, VSiN.com/subscribe. Get up there today for only $9.99.
More Super Bowl props here as Julian Edlow joins the program. He is the host of the Unreasonable Odds podcast. And he's with DraftKings as well. Julian, thanks for the time. Good to talk to you, man. We were just discussing some of their creative props up on the betting menu at DK, including the record breaker props. Some of the props that caught your eye, we'll get into what you like, but what were some of the creative props that are, you know, maybe catching your eye at this point as we're more than a week away before the big game?
Yeah, there's so many. It's almost overwhelming when you're at pretty much any book betting Super Bowl props. But for DraftKings, you know, when people have me on and say, why should we be betting on DraftKings Sportsbook? I tell them DraftKings is essentially the cheesecake factory of sports betting. Doesn't end. And you can keep flipping through and finding something you like on every page. You know, we were chatting just before we went on about the octopus prop. You know, will a player get that and having the yes, no option. I heard you guys talking the jersey number one just before I came on. I thought that was that's a great one. If you go into there's all the tabs here. If you go into the Super Bowl novelty props, one of the ones that I was almost putting on, you can talk to the coaches challenge one I was interested in. I couldn't get enough research done to necessarily get an opinion on that one. Kicks to hit the post, the list goes on and on, but I think being a DFS company originally, I think the prime examples of the best stuff we have are just getting unique player prop angles to bet on in different ways.
Yep. The octopus is 14-1. So will a guy have the same player have a touchdown and then get the 2-point conversion? We were talking before you came on. Can you make a case for someone other than Kelce and Hurts to do this?
It's the Super Bowl. I mean, I guess anybody could do it in theory, but yeah, it's generally going to be one of the better players that is more active down by the goal line. So yeah, the Eagles, you know, I lost an anytime touchdown score prop on Miles Sanders during the regular season during that Bears game because the Eagles refused to go with anybody but Jalen Hurts at the goal line.
Yeah.
Him. He makes sense. Kelce, obviously, they have all those little pitch plays to him, so those would be the two guys, I guess maybe a Miles Sanders, but there's not too many guys that you would feel too comfortable about.
You are going to take a shot. It's 22-1 on the board. It's for a non-quarterback to throw a touchdown pass. Take us through your thinking on this one.
Yeah, I don't have any fancy stats for you here, and this certainly isn't my favorite play on the Super Bowl, but when you're doing these segments, you know, you got to get one of these. People want to bet something fun, something long odds in the Super Bowl, and this one, I don't think it's going to be the Chiefs side either, because you would think Mahomes would throw all the touchdowns for the Chiefs. So I'm seeing if DK Sportsbook can even put it up just for the Eagles side. It's a whole different regime than the Philly special, different quarterback, different coaches and whatnot. But with Hurts at quarterback, you know, he's barely thrown for over 150 yards in a playoff game yet. If there's a team that would run some kind of special play down by the goal line, I think it would be them. So I think taking a shot at 22-1 makes a little bit of sense in a game like this.
Now, last year, the opening kickoff was not a touchback. That hurt my feelings. Same with Paul. We couldn't believe what happened. The Bengals player kind of waved it off. He easily could have brought it out of the end zone. But that has been a very trendy prop that has cashed over the years. I think it's 28-4, no touchback, last 32 years. What do you think about that with the current number on the touchback for the opening kickoff?
Yeah, I was on it with you guys last year. It was a frustrating result because it was right there. But the price, you know, I gave that one out on DraftKings Sportsbook last year. I think it was like plus 145 when I gave it out. By the time we were doing our Sunday Super Bowl show, the play was minus 125 on PK Sports. So it took a ton of money and the number really moved. So if we're going to go back to it this year and it's sitting at plus 160, I think that price is just a result of people losing it last year and being frustrated with the result like we were. So you gave out the number there, Mitch, 28-4. Generally, this kick is returned for one reason or another, whether because of the ball, it's not going deep enough, or it's the Super Bowl and you just want to grab the ball and run and go. It's come out of the end zone or it hasn't gone to the end zone. So I'm just going to stick with the numbers long term here and say we're getting a better price this year on plus 160 and keep going with it. And year by year, we'll make money on it.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Julian Edlow with DraftKings and also host of the Unreasonable Odds podcast. We talked about this late regular season and in the playoffs where these head-to-head playoff props I think are going to take off in the next couple of years and become extremely popular. For example, the head-to-head passing prop for yards, Hurts versus Mahomes. Mahomes is laying around, 45.5 yards, and you like the chalk here, as do I, but tell us why you like it.
I think you look at that 45.5 number, and maybe it's easy to just scroll by because it's such a big number. But let's look at what these guys have done. First of all, you know, Hurts has barely thrown for over 150 yards in a playoff game. He had 120-something in the NFC Championship game. Now, they've been blowing teams out, so they haven't been quite as tested, sure. But Mahomes almost broke the single-season passing yard record. He's a guy where your prop is set over 300 yards generally on a weekly basis. Obviously, the Jacksonville game, he went well under because he got hurt and missed a big chunk of the game. Went well over 300 on the ankle injury in the AFC Championship game against Cincy. Now, better defense in the Eagles here in the Super Bowl, sure. But the Eagles want to run the ball, and the Chiefs are going to pass the ball. I think that the talent gap in the quarterbacks is massive. So the 45.5 yards is not enough to scare me away here. I could easily see Hurt. Would it surprise anybody if Jalen Hurts threw for 225 and Mahomes threw for 350?
Mm-hmm.
That's up 25 right there. I think we got plenty of clearance here.
Okay, very good. How about rushing attempts? Now, I did this before you came on, and if you account for each team to give a wide receiver an end around, I still can get I can get to 9 getting creative. And you, how do you get to 10? Explain your thought process with this one.
So that's exactly what I did in my head as well, Paulie, when I saw this. So this is you can bet on either team, number of players to have a rushing attempt. I went with the combined option. We are laying minus 150 on the under 9.5. But as we know, you're going to lay a little extra juice on some certain Super Bowl props if the number is right. So we have the obvious guys, Mahomes and Hurts on each side. And then KC's got the two running backs, Pacheco and McKinnon. We can give Philly the three running backs with Gainwell, Sanders, and Boston Scott. That gets us up to, like you said, the 7 there. Now we're going to account for a receiver on each team, which gets us to 9. Now we're going to need what? A Kelsey or a second receiver or a quarterback injury, I guess, and a backup quarterback runs the ball. Those are the paths to losing this. I think it's pretty unlikely given all the options there. Those are all the primary ball carriers that get us to 7. And it's a pretty good cushion needing 3 other guys to touch the ball out of the backfield. I like the chances there.
Look what happened last week. The Eagles did run 5 different guys, but that's because, as Julian just said, Minshew came in the game, and he had a carry. That is unlikely to happen in the Super Bowl.
They gave Ronald Jones 1 carry.
That's the thing. Julian, you have to. The Chiefs had 7 guys have a carry against Jacksonville, but Mahomes got hurt.
Right.
Penny had to come in. And Ronald Jones never even got a carry in that game. For this game, if you avoid Ronald Jones getting a carry, I think that's going to be a winner.
The Ronald Jones 1 carry was scary when I looked at the box score last week. Why do you need to give him a carry? Pacheco's running so well, McKinnon's so versatile. I feel like you maybe tighten up the game plan in the Super Bowl and keep Ronald Jones out of it. But yes, if we see Ronald Jones taking a carry in that game, I will be worried about this.
Yeah, no, good point. With the fumbling issues, too. I don't want him on the field if I'm Kansas City.
You can follow Julian on Twitter. He is at Julian Edlow, and make sure you catch his podcast. It's called Unreasonable Odds. He's with DraftKings. Great breakdown today, Julian. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Thank you for having me.
Yep.
Great job.
Be good.
in the Raider game, Jones had 10 carries and a touchdown.
I remember that, yeah.
I was like, what? Where did that come from, yep. Right? So, and Tony had 3 carries in that game. So I know with the Bieniemy angle and creativity and you ring around the rosy and all this stuff they do, but that's one where if you lose, you just say, well, okay. You figure you have the best of it going in, though. Good breakdown.
But also, Tony's banged up.
Yeah, right.
Might not even play in the game. We don't know about that yet.
Right, and you can't assume you're going to have each team with a wide receiver on an end around or a carry.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, we will hit today's NBA card. And up until last night, one set of projections had the Pacific Division with a 4-way tie for first at the end of the year when it's all said and done. That's how close it is at the very top of that division moving forward and some of the key injuries and how that could play out. That's next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Big game means big plans for VSiN. We'll be in the middle of all the action live from Radio Row in Phoenix. All the props, all the athletes and celebrity interviews. Huddle up, watch us. Lombardi Line, VSiN Final Countdown, VSiN Prime Time, all live from Radio Row starting on Monday. And expert picks, props, betting splits, VSiN.com.
Before the action last night in the NBA, the website 538, they update their projections, their power ratings, standings every single day. So before last night's action, their projections, Paulie, had the Suns, the Warriors, the Clippers, and the Kings all finishing with a record of 44-38, along with the Mavericks. But they're not in. Four of those five teams are in the Pacific Division. Last night, the Kings won, and the Suns got blown out. They trailed the Hawks at home by 43 points at one point. I'm looking at the updated numbers today. They have the Kings, the Clippers, the Warriors finishing 44-38, the Suns 43-39, and the Lakers 39-43. But that'll just tell you, and it's only one set of projections. I get that, but how close this could be and how important like making a move could be, or for the Suns, I know you think they're going to be moving people to deadline, but they've also not had Devin Booker. You know, so once Booker comes back, does that change things? How is that going to work? It's very, very razor thin here to win this division.
Sacramento would be the 3 seed right now.
Correct, yeah.
29-21. I think it'll be the Clippers, but will they, if they play people, I mean, if they stop the load management and actually play people, I think they can get it. And now they're playing good ball after they were playing well and then at a losing streak, and now they won 7 of 10. So they are 2 games back of Sacramento right now. And the other thing to what you said earlier, do they trade Ayton? Do they get rid of Paul? What kind of moves do they make? They're in a tough position because there's a good article up on The Ringer about top 5 trades that need to be made before the deadline, which is February 9th. And number one is Phoenix gets OG, and they give up Crowder, Saric, and picks. I mean, they're in a tough position where you think a couple years ago, you're up 2-0 in the NBA Finals, a 64-win season, and then you blow it. And then, you know, what happened last year in against Dallas, when you just think, wow, they're fine, though. And then you're down 30 points in the first half of a game 7 at home.
Yeah, how small potentially was the Phoenix window to win a championship?
Right.
It was probably that one week in time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because they caught a lot of breaks in the 2021 season. They were also very good.
Yes.
But
it appears they missed it, right?
Yeah.
Now Chris Paul, they're not the same player. The other one, Clippers. Now, Toronto should make a lot of moves. You also might trade Van Vliet. And Clippers getting Van Vliet for Wall, an unprotected pick. That's on the list as well. And they also get Plumlee from Charlotte. And the Lakers on this list, absolutely. Trades that need to happen before the deadline, you get Bogdanovich for Beverly, Lonnie Walker, and the 2027 first round pick.
That's from the Ringer.
That's what Detroit would get.
Let me come over the top and run this. The rumor that I read last night.
That's Michael Pena, by the way, who wrote that.
Okay. The latest rumor that I saw involving the Lakers, they are willing to shop or are shopping Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverley. The team that I read about would be Charlotte, and players that could be involved would be Gordon Hayward.
Right.
Maybe Terry Rozier and Oubre. Although Oubre had a torn ligament going all the way back to December. He's been out since December 29th.
No.
He could be, I'm sure, you know, I think the timeline suggests he's going to be back like right after the All-Star break.
Hayward's a good player, but he's always hurt, and the contract's absurd. But imagine if he could finagle something like that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that deal.
Okay.
I think we're on opposite sides of that. I wish the Lakers would look somewhere else, because Oubre coming off the injury. Oubre's a nice player. But are you going to be able to, you know, how will that be a lingering effect with the torn ligament? And then I totally agree with you on Gordon Hayward. I'd rather have Westbrook than Hayward at this point.
Well, I do that deal in a second. If it's Walker, Beverly, and that one pick for Bogdanovich, I would do that.
Oh, I would. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That would help change their team in a most positive way. So they're playing tonight at the Pacers, and they're laying 2, and the total is 239.5. All these totals in today's NBA, for the most part, are going to be that high. We have a couple tonight that are a little bit lower, but I don't think I really want to bet the under between these two teams. Lakers play at this incredible pace, and the Pacers are just the same way, pretty much.
And the numbers LeBron's putting up. Pacers have lost 9 of 10 now, and big opportunity here for the Lakers.
The Halliburton injury killed them.
Yeah, because you're taking on a struggling Indiana team. Same thing with the Pelicans. They're next. They've lost 9 of 10. And then you get a couple games with OKC and Milwaukee at home. And then it's Golden State, Portland, and the Pelicans again. So you still don't know how Golden State is going to treat games based on where they fall on the schedule too, which I imagine here we go for load management as Denver's laying a bunch at home against Golden State as well.
Yeah, not only that game, but you also have the Grizzlies on a back-to-back, hence this number opened up, Cavaliers minus 4.5. That's up to 6, 6.5. So they're taking money. So I'm guessing Memphis will be sitting players tonight too.
Yep, very disappointed in Cleveland. Milwaukee with a 4-game lead in the division. Cleveland should have a better record. 31-22, not bad, but when you're top two defensively, I was expecting more out of Cleveland, and certainly after the rough stretch that Milwaukee had with the injuries, that Cleveland would at least be in first place. How about the late game? What is this, a 9 o'clock local tip?
It is.
The Bucks at home against the Clippers, so another great game on paper, and a good card today. Clippers have won 6 of 7, and the loss was when they sat people against Cleveland Saturday and were routed in that game, and they were down big early. So another intriguing game here as well, which, again, I'm with Fontobel. They could be the team to beat in the West, and they could win this division, and I have them at 7-1. But how are you? Stop with the load management now. Cut it out. I mean, you got to solidify your spot in the playoffs and think. You can't act like you're the three-time defending champs here. Mm-hmm. You got to start playing people here. We're in February.
I bet them a while back at 11 or plus 1150 to win the whole thing. There are a couple of, like, the Clippers can absolutely come out of the West.
Make a trade too. Yeah.
Sure, I'm fine with that.
Absolutely.
I think I'll say it again. I have the Lakers at 47-1 to win the West. So I'm on both LA teams here. And if the Lakers can just squeak in, that's the biggest talking point here. Now, tonight, keep this in mind. The Pelicans are playing at the Mavericks, and it looks like this game is going to be a go. Travel issues here for New Orleans originally, but it looks like we're going to be able to play the game tonight. It opened up, this is a key number here. Dallas opened up minus 5.5. Money came in on the Pelicans, so the number is down to 4.5. The Mavericks are the worst team in the NBA ATS. More on that coming up in about 10 minutes, but they're 18-32-1. As favorites of 5.5 or more, which was the opener here, they're 5-18-1 ATS on the year. So that is just, it's Luka, and their power rating is mispriced or it's off because he's so good, and they're laying big numbers in a lot of spots against good teams, and they're not covering these numbers.
Well, they feel the heat, too, and the pressure. You can't waste these unbelievable numbers in back-to-back years Luka's put up here. You got to make a trade if you're Dallas and get him some help. And the other thing is I don't want any part of the Pelicans right now as they come limping in. Yep. And also for your Clipper tickets quickly, they're on a stretch where they play 10 of 11 on the road. They're already almost past this. After this game tonight, they go Knicks and Nets. Then the road trip's over. So if they get out of here and then go 2-1 with the final three games, and now it's a bunch of home games.
Then get the break, more time to rest their guys.
You're really sitting pretty with the Clippers.
Sure.
But I don't want the Pelicans. I'm very surprised, even with Zion out, how bad they've been. They got to be careful because they're sitting there where you're in playing territory or missing this. Because, again, that's the story of the West. As Coach Thorpe said earlier in the week, you can make the case for several teams winning the West, but also how they're all packed up and tight together. The Clippers are the 4 seed. They have 25 losses. The Lakers are the 13 seed. They have 28 losses. Mm-hmm. You mess around and screw up and have a 5-game losing streak, you drop to the 12 and the 13.
You have a bad 10-day stretch. It completely flipped things there in the Western Conference. And another game tonight, the Heat are playing at the Knicks. Right now, the Heat are laying 2. Total is 2. Look at the total. This one's low, and I'm seeing right now between 214.5 or 215. Keep this in mind. The Heat average 108.5 points per game on the season, but the total, again, 214.5, 215, and it's nearly a pick'em. The Knicks are 18-0 straight up and ATS when holding their opponents below that number.
Mm-hmm. There could be another team that makes a deal if the Knicks could get OG and give up a lot of picks.
Want to give up a lot of picks?
Yeah.
I think it's correlated tonight in that game. So, I mean, based on that trend, the way the Knicks have been when they play great defense like that, they win the game outright. So, Knicks in the under maybe in the game, although it's 215. Opened up 213, so they're taking a little bit of money on that game to the over tonight in that spot.
Can you imagine the Eastern Conference playoffs? Boston the juggernaut, Milwaukee right there, probably wins it if they're healthy last year. Philly's hot. They're playing well. Can you trust Harden? I doubt it. But and then you have the Nets when KD's coming back, and still Cleveland will be a tough out. I mean, that is, right? And if it could, can Atlanta ever play up to their expectations, or is the Trae Young bad teammate stuff just going to continue?
No, there's too much against them now.
You think so? I guess. I agree with you, but still.
The East is too good at the top.
Yeah.
Up next, more on that with the best and worst NBA and college teams ATS and hitting totals. One team is 81% to the over, another 81% to the under. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Great house specials, over 300 ways to bet the Super Bowl and more, and the squares at Bet Rivers going up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their squares this season. Place $10 or more in qualifying bets, you get a square on the house. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. All right, time for top bottom. Run down everything, what's gone on in basketball and hockey with ROI and the streaks. Hockey on break now to update you on ROI. Number one team, most profitable, the Kraken, plus 1240 on the season, and might win this division.
Could.
And again, Daniel Negreanu, poker player, big hockey fan, Canadian, said VGK is doomed, and they opened plus 375 here to miss the playoffs and also the under the points, and he pounded it. It's off the board, though, now. And then Stone is Stone's out, too, so with surgery. Seattle, number one. Boston, big win last night. They were in a little bit of a funk. Boston, 11-93 on the season. Devils, plus 969. Jets, plus 831. And Buffalo, plus 751. Worst ROI, San Jose. You're down 14.55. 14 units on the year. Florida, major disappointment. Down almost 12 units on the season. Columbus, you're down 10. Calgary, 980. Pittsburgh, 942. Now, from my favorite part of this, and a kudos to our guys Chris Otto and Ian Duncan, who update the periods and the goal in the first 10, the streaks. Goal in the first 10 on the road. Vancouver, yes, 24-1 on the season. They are back on the road Monday in New Jersey. Keep an eye on that. It's been the gift that keeps on giving. Calgary on a 17-3 run. Toronto, 13-2. Colorado at home, goal in the first 10, 10 in a row. San Jose, 12-1. Vegas, 8-9. And third period overrun, Buffalo, 37-5. There's your hockey.
In the NBA, you know, it's tough for a lot of the best teams in the league who come in with super high expectations to cover point spreads that are really big every single year. Remember the LeBron years when he went back to Cleveland?
Oh, terrible.
They were terrible to begin the season. Always laying like 10, 11, 12 points, could never cover.
Yeah.
And you'll see that with the teams that are at the top of the NBA list. The OKC Thunder, 31-19-1, 62% so far, best in the entire league. Sacramento Kings, 400-1 at DraftKings to begin the season to win their division.
Yes.
28-21-1 ATS. Two good teams are on this list. 76ers, same record as the Kings, and the Bucks, who are right below them. And also look at the Magic, 29-22-1. Very good, and the expectations for the Jazz before the year, what, they're tanking? They're going to get the first pick in the draft?
Now, when is this going to end? I mean, they were supposed to be in tanking for Wembanyama, and they're right there playing 500 balls still.
Yep, 30-23 against the spread on the year.
Shocked.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Are you thinking, if you're a Laker fan or somebody thinking, okay, well, Utah's going to fall back, that'll be another team not to worry about and get in the play-in. But that's it's you'd think they would make some trades though too. But
Well, Markkanen had 28 again last night.
How good is that guy? That's your most improved.
I think he's going to win that award.
Wow.
Yep. The worst teams in the league ATS. There you go again with the Mavericks. Okay, depending on where you grade it, 17-33-2 on the year ATS. Awful. The Heat, who play tonight, 20-29-3. Rockets, same record. Spurs are 23-29, and the Pistons and the Hawks are also on the list. With totals, your best teams in the NBA to the over. The Spurs, boy, they play in some high-scoring games, man.
Oh, yeah.
And their totals are in the mid-240s. 30-20-2 to the over. 76ers are 30-20. Hawks, 31-21. Warriors, 29-20-2. The Pistons are 29-22-1. And the Thunder, again, 29-22 to the over. Your best teams in the under, to the under. In this sport, Clippers 31-23, Nets 28-22-1, the Heat are 29-23. Also on the list, T-Wolves, Grizzlies, and the Kings. That's notable ATS and to the overs. Best home teams ATS: Cavaliers 17-9-1, Bucks 17-9, Sixers 17-10-1. The Warriors, completely different story at home than on the road. Grizzlies and Warriors 15-9-1. Thunder 16-10 ATS at home. When you flip it and go on the road. Which we'll do in a minute. The worst home team's ATS. Heat 8-16-2 at home.
Jesus. That shouldn't be.
Where's the Miami Flu?
No kidding. Undefeated Perkins, Mr. Perkins.
Hornets 8-15 ATS at home. Mavericks 9-16-2. That just get that poor kid some help. Knicks 9-15-2 at home, Pistons 9-14-1, and the Hawks are 10-14 ATS when they play at home. Last night, though, 32-point win on the road against the Suns. Your best home teams to the over. Boston 17-8-1. Blew out the Nets last night. Game was over middle of the first quarter.
It was.
Thunder 17-9. Bucks, same record. Pistons 15-8-1, and their home games are going over. They've missed a couple here in a row, I believe. But on average, games are going over by 7.7 points per game. The Wiz, 13-8-1, and the Magic, 16-10. The Magic have a good record against solid teams this year. They've owned the Celtics, and they beat the Sixers the other night. The best home under teams, Clippers, 20-5, staying under by 8.8 points per game. Hornets, 15-8. T-Wolves, 18-12. And the Nuggets, the Bulls, and the Warriors are all on that list for your best teams to the under in the association. Now, I think we're going to flip it here. No, one more. Best away over teams. Warriors 18-6-1 to the over. Been a good story all year long. Mm-hmm. They've been awful covering numbers or winning games outright, but really good away. Pelicans on the list, 18-8. And the Spurs, Hornets, Jazz, and Hawks also your best away teams to the over. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're discussing the best teams in the NBA. We'll get to college basketball here with the ATS numbers, over-unders as well. Best away under teams, Kings 17-6 on the road to the under. Trailblazers 18-8. Celtics 17-8-1. Bucks, Wizards, Grizzlies round out the top teams away and to the under. Okay. We'll go best college basketball teams now covering.
Big one tonight. They play UAB.
FAU 15-4-1. ATS.
They're hot. Long winning streak. This is a great story. Longest winning streak in the country, right? Yeah, they lost Friday, November 11th. Haven't lost since. Can the Owls keep it going?
79% on the year. Montana State, 15-5-1. Southern is 15-5 ATS. Northwestern State, 15-5-1. Kennesaw State, 14-5-1.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, 16-6-1. And Kansas State, 16-6.
All tickets cash the same. Jimmy Crack Corn, right? Look at the teams on that list. Who cares?
Oh, of course.
You follow that stuff, it doesn't matter. Okay, whether you're betting Duke or Montana State.
And that, by the way, will be a talking point come championship week and March Madness for some of these teams that get in. The best, there you go. That's the list in college. Again, all those teams that we just talked about hitting higher than 70%. Your worst teams, Tulsa, 3-16-2.
God.
So they're covering 15.8% of the time. Notre Dame is 5-16-1. Loyola of Chicago, 5-16 ATS. They're missing the cover on average by 7 points per game. Wisconsin Green Bay is 6-17. Georgia State, 5-13-1. And LIU is 5-13-1 ATS. Bottom of the barrel teams in college basketball. And here's what we're talking about before the break. A lot of teams have been tremendous at going over on the year. San Diego is 17-4. Paulie, on average, they're hitting the over by 11.6 points per game. 81% of the over. Also on the list, Grand Canyon and UAB. They're 76%. South Florida and Evansville are 74%. And then chiming in at 72.7% on the year, Xavier, Wake Forest, Denver, and Navy, best college basketball teams to the over. And then you flip it again here, and you look at the best teams of the under.
Oh, yeah.
So
15 in a row.
Yep.
Yeah, 15 in a row at one point.
That'll do it for you.
Yep.
17-4 to the under on the season. Staying under on average by 5 points per game. Wagner is hitting 76.5% of the time to the under. Cal Poly is 15-5. St. Francis, 15-5. Same as St. Peter's. Mississippi State is 16-6. And Nebraska, 16-6-1 to the under.
Yep. Other team in action tonight, Charleston, 21-2. They finally lost a game last week. They had been on a long winning streak. They got beat by Hofstra. Lenardi's got them a 12 seed. What, are they going to go 29-4 and not get in? You know? It's just so frustrating with the bubble and these mid-majors.
Sounds like a classic 5-12 where Charleston would take on like St. Mary's and they would pit two mid-majors against each other.
Yeah, I hope they get in. Good story. Good season.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Former NFL receiver, current VSiN host Mike Pritchard is going to join the program coming up next. It sounds like Pritch really trusts one of the defensive coordinators in the Super Bowl. Which one is it? He'll tell you coming up here on VSiN. Yeah. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.